Hey there, DJs, here with you. We're going to be doing Proverbs 9, but I wrote a song about yesterday's proverb that I wanted to play for you first before we get into Proverbs 9. So this is a song inspired by Proverbs 8. Enjoy.
God made me as the beginning of his way, the first of his ancient works. I was appointed before the world, before the start, before the earth's beginnings. When I was brought forth, there were no ocean depths, no springs brimming with water.
Morning till night.
Isn't that cool? I'm like, I love that imagery so much. I am seriously like just enamored with it right now. Let me pray for you really quick, and then we'll get into today's Proverb 9. Father God, thank you so much for just the way you have created us, the way you set up joy for us before everything else, that the wisdom was there. Father, that is a blessing beyond compare. Father, we love you. And we pray this morning that you would grant us more of your wisdom, more of your guidance, more of your ways to allow us to be free in that. Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, got to do that, right? All right. We are reading from Proverbs 9 today in the Complete Jewish Bible. I put it up there on the screen so I don't forget what it is, but you can scan the code here and be taken right there. We use Bible Gateway to do this. So, of course, my thanks to them for unwittingly letting me do this. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe someday that'll be a bad thing. I don't know. I just do it until I'm told not to. All right. Proverbs 9 from the Complete Jewish Bible. Wisdom has built herself a house. She has carved her seven pillars. She has prepared her food, spiced her wine, and she has set her table. She has sent out her young girls with invitations. She calls from the heights of the city. Whoever is unsure of himself, turn in here. Why should I catch that? To someone weak-willed, she says, come and eat my food. Drink the wine I have mixed. Now, why am I highlighting that? Just before we go along here, recall back to Proverbs 6. If we look back at Proverbs 6, this is the one that I kind of titled the Temptress and the Young Man, or the Young Man and the Temptress, or whatever I called it. But it is a woman finding a man who is unsure of himself, that is weak-willed, and saying, come eat my food. And that's the initial invitation to a bad thing. The ironic thing here is that wisdom is doing the same thing, but there's some key differences. She sent out invitations to all, everyone. She's like, bring it in. Bring it in. This is for everybody. And if you're unsure of yourself, if you are that young man, especially you, come on, come over here. Ignore that other woman. She's not good for you, but I am. And so this is that. And honestly, what I definitely want you to catch here, is when we go over Proverbs 31 later this month, I want you to be thinking of Proverbs 9. Okay, I want you to be thinking of this chapter. You know, earlier I said Proverbs 6. It's actually Proverbs 7 that is the what I was referencing to. Sorry, I just realized that. And my date's confused here. So, but when we're talking through Proverbs 31, looking at the character of the that woman, I want you to see this. I want you to see the corollary here. But let's go on, because this is just really fun. Come eat my food, drink the wine I have mixed. Verse 6, don't stay unsure of yourself, but live. Walk in the way of understanding. Exclamation point. Exclamation mark. It's not an accident. She's not lightly saying this. This is a bold declaration of what she wants for you. Don't stay unsure of yourself, but live. Walk in the way of understanding. Oh, DJ, this doesn't apply to today. Well, verse 7 will have something to say to that. He who corrects a scoffer only gets insulted. Reproving a wicked man becomes his blemish. If you reprove a scoffer, he will hate you. If you reprove a wise man, he will love you. Give to a wise man, and he grows wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will learn still more. So you give, and he grows. Yeah. See the contrast here? But it is one of those things where it's like in today's world, we tend to have this backwards or withholding from those that need it and those that want it. And giving our – thinking we need to correct the scoffers, the foolish, the people that are disagreeing with us online, the people that write mean comments on YouTube and yada, yada. Hear me on this, that this is not what the Bible says we should be doing. So is it still true today? Absolutely. Verse 10, the fear of Adonai is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy Ones is understanding. For with me, your days will be increased. Years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom helps you. But if you scoff, you bear the consequences alone. So, fear of God is the first thing we need to master. That's the beginning of wisdom. We can talk until we're blue in the face. We can pontificate and we can do all these things that we think will make us smarter. No, it's understanding that makes us smarter. Understanding comes only through wisdom. And wisdom comes only through fear of God. It's all laid out here for you. It's all something that's called out to you. It is not a mystery. It's right here. All you need to do is put your fear in the right place. That's where it starts, is stopping this fear of the world around you and everything else. Fear of not having enough money, fear of the government coming after you, fear of, you know, Orange Man or whatever. Just stop it. Just stop. None of that matters. None of what the world has matters. Not in the slightest. Why? Because we know that the world is created with wisdom in mind. Whether the people living on it are acknowledging that or not, that's what free will does. So you have the free will to put your fear wherever you want. So I'm asking you, put your fear into God alone. Make that your only, the only thing you're ever afraid of, what God might do. Ignore the training of the world. Now, in 13 here, we see that wisdom finally answers the adulteress. The foolish woman is coarse. She doesn't think. She doesn't know a thing. She sits at the door of her house or on a seat at the heights of the city, calling to those who pass by, those going straight along their ways. Whoever's unsure of himself, turn and hear. To someone weak-willed, she says, stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is pleasant. So that's the opposite of come and eat my food, the wine have I mixed. You know, if you're unsure of yourself, live. That's not what she says. It's the same greeting. It's the same call. She's after the same people. She's after the unsure and the weak-willed. So don't be fooled. Stolen water is a corollary to adultery. Food eaten in secret is a corollary to literally stealing one's virtue and, you know, expecting that it'll all be okay. But he doesn't realize that the dead are there, that those who accept her invitation are in the depths of Sheol. So this is I think this might actually be the shortest of the chapters of Proverbs. But just catch this, how rich this is in imagery and how plain this is put out for you. You know, this is not a mystery. This is not something where you are wondering, well, what can this be like? What's it going to be for me? That sort of thing. We don't have that mystery here. If you're unsure of yourself, turn to wisdom. I don't know how else to say it. It is just one of those things where it's just like, if you have moments in your life where you're not sure what to do, if you go around asking everyone else what you should do, the odds of you getting wisdom are not always fantastic. If you ask those that are walking with the wise themselves, you're more likely to get something. But come here first. Start here first. Well, actually, start with God first. Put your fear there first. Then come here. I am sure. I am actually more than sure. I'm positive that there are those that don't even get this far, because I've offended them so greatly by just suggesting that the ways of the world are not for them, that we're not to sit there and try and correct people. I know there are people that are just up in arms about that. How dare you? We're called to minister to the world. Yeah. Okay. So do that. Do that. Don't go online and try and correct people. I'm guilty of it. I've done it before, especially when it's somebody like saying something on one of these videos. It's really tough for me not to correct them. To kind of put them on it's really tough. I have to really rein myself in on that. But that's the wisdom here. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, actually, before I share that, it is a Sunday when I'm airing this. And so I do want to invite you all. There's a QR code up here. If you want to see me play at my church, I play in our worship band And then we have obviously a church service. And so 10 a.m. Central Time is when we're live. And then if you want to watch the replay afterwards, it's there for you. But that link takes you right to our live streaming page. And so at 10 a.m. Central Time, you'll be able to view that. So I invite you to that. Awesome stuff. All right. Well, I tell you what, go ahead and feel free to share this with someone who needs to be offended today. Share this with somebody who needs to be called to the way of understanding through wisdom, through fear of the only thing we should ever be afraid of, God. Feel free to call somebody into that today if you like. You can just share this online. You can share the web link, 11talents.co/YT. That takes people right to the subscribe page. And once they do, just say, hey, click the little bell icon. You'll get a notice whenever DJ has a new video out. And you'll be able to do that. We do something every day. In fact, pretty soon here, I'm thinking about doing maybe not two videos a day, but branching out a little bit more. And so I think in April, I'm thinking about doing a study of the book of Acts. And so might be doing that live. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, I think that'll probably be more like an evening kind of a thing. Tends to be when I'm recording these more often than not anyway. So we will do that. But in any event, I do appreciate your time and that you are not just with me, but sharing this. It really is appreciated. We're moving on up and it's been great. In any event, I do hope that you are blessed by the best and that you can be a blessing to all the rest. Love you all, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.